The Cleveland Browns are getting high marks for their NFL draft performance. The team selected 10 players this past weekend, including a potential quarterback of the future. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Browns played it safe with their number one pick.
This is one of the few times a top player is where the old-fashioned football guys and the newfangled analytics guys got together, shook hands on the same name, which is Myles Garrett, defensive end from Texas A&M. And they took him. Big question is, what do they do for quarterback? Should the Browns have done what the Chicago Bears did, for example, which was they traded up to take a quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, from Mentor. Mm-hmm. Should they have done that instead of taking Myles Garrett? And the interesting thing was there was some talk within their organization, do you draft Trubisky, the quarterback from North Carolina, considered the best quarterback in this draft, but not considered an elite prospect? See, Amanda, sometimes teams do this. We got to get a quarterback. We got the number one pick. Now, the quarterback who is considered the best in the draft really isn't all that good, but he's the best of a bad lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we could just wait another year and try to get a better model for next year.
And that's what the Browns are doing.
They really did. And I've read stuff, well, they've just kicked a can down the road or this. Just because you want a certain type of player doesn't mean you should take him if he's not there. So the Browns took the best consensus player in the draft, Myles Garrett. Then later on, they drafted a player named Jabril Peppers, who's considered a very good defensive back. Then they took a tight end named David Njoku from Miami. But what do fans talk about? What do they want?
They want a star quarterback.
They want a franchise. Hear that thing, the franchise quarterback, of which there's about seven of them in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Andrew Berry, who's the Browns' top college scout, he's getting peppered with all these questions about quarterbacks, and he finally said, we have to realize there are very few people walking around the planet who actually could be a good quarterback in the NFL. There just aren't that many. I mean, there's probably a dozen. I would agree with Barry. I think in team sports, by far, nothing's close. The hardest position to play is quarterback. That's why so many teams, not just the Browns, are looking for them. Mm-hmm. It's also why so many mistakes are made at quarterback because it's hard to do, which lead us to the Browns finally did in the second round. What do?
They drafted a quarterback.
DeShone Kizer, Notre Dame.
Okay. I was reading some of what you wrote about this. You don't think he's ready yet.
No, neither does anybody else. Well, first of all, they always say, does he look like a quarterback? Now, in the old days, quarterbacks could be smaller and things, but now you better be pretty well put together. 6'4", 230, 21 years old. So he's probably even going to get a little bigger. Secondly, he has a strong arm. Thirdly, he did play at Notre Dame, which helps because oftentimes the Browns have drafted some of these quarterbacks from Texas. Two of them come to mind, Colt McCoy, Johnny Manziel.
Right.
And a third from Oklahoma, Brandon Whedon.
They're not used to the cold.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. In terms of like physical things where they kind of check boxes, Kizer checks all those, and he's a bright kid. He went to Notre Dame, so he's got some intelligence. But he was very inconsistent last year.
Okay.
In fact, he was better as a 20-year-old 2 years ago than he was this past year as a 21-year-old. Hmm. So fortunately, actually, I've been pushing for this idea for a while, that the Browns open the season with Cody Kessler, their quarterback from last year, Brock Osweiler, the guy they picked up from Houston. He's considered kind of damaged goods, but Brock Osweiler has a record of 13-9 as a starter in the NFL.
Okay.
6'7", by the way, big guy. And let these two guys play and then find out if Kizer's going to be who you expect. So in other words, I think a lot of times quarterbacks are set up to fail because they're thrown in too soon. The Browns are not going to be very good, by the way, again.
Again.
Because how many games did they win last year?
One.
So like if they double their win total, it would be...
Two.
Two. So I'm somewhere around five wins right now.
Okay.
Which would be an improvement. But if you're looking at it and you say you won five games with a bunch of younger guys who seem to be kind of together and the coaching staff looks like they're hanging together, then okay. Then guess what? How many draft picks do they have in their first two rounds next year?
Five.
So there you go. You get to draft again.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he recaps the Indians' April and looks ahead.